The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh music, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 27th of March, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We got a little housekeeping to do this morning. Let me remind y'all about the show Justice with Judge Carroll. They begin filming tomorrow, Saturday, at ZNS facility, Collins Avenue. Now, just a quick note. If you're trying to reach me today, I left my phone home. I accidentally left my phone home. It turned out to be a good thing, so I could focus on the Prime Minister's statement today. I wanted to be there, listening, paying attention when he announced the date of the election. Turns out he didn't do that. Anyway, on that note, back to housekeeping. Justice with Judge Carroll begins taping tomorrow, Saturday the 28th, at the ZNS facility. You can search Justice with Judge Carroll online for application details to apply to be on the show. There is like a stipend for participants on the show. I think it's roughly $150 per participant. Justice with Judge Carroll. And I think that is, you say, apropos, timely, needed. We're going to read a couple of stories where I think people could have used this type of service to navigate their issues more coherently. Justice with Judge Carroll, tomorrow night, Reggae in the Park. Sister Carroll, Sister Nancy, it's March. We're coming to the end of International Women's Month. I think it's going to be a good time. And then all day Saturday, the 28th, at Government House Lower Grounds, come back home to the Red Cross Fair, the annual Red Cross Fair from 12 noon to 12 midnight. Day before yesterday, there was a historic vote. A historic vote. I think Ghana proposed that the process of the transatlantic slave trade and the enslavement of Africans across the world be declared a crime against humanity. There was a vote. The vote was 132-3 plus a whole bunch of people who abstained. I don't know what's worse. The three that voted no or them said who abstained from the vote entirely, including my cousin, King Charles. See, you can't read this in isolation. You must read this juxtaposed to other global events like Marco Rubio's Valentine's Day massacre speech at the Munich Security Council on February the 14th, 2026, when he declared that Europe and the Western world should commit to reindustrializing the world. I don't like the re. See, if they had said industrializing, I could have gotten on board. I don't like the re. You could call back. Anyway, U.S., Israel, and Argentina voted no, but see, birds of a feather flock together. By birds, I mean cousins. Israel and Argentina, their leaders are family. Everything cool. It don't work like that all the time. Because me and King Charles, we's cousins. He must know that his cousins are very upset that he abstained from this vote. They must know. We're going to talk about another vote in a few seconds. We're going to talk about another vote in a few seconds. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
It's Green. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Green, what was the address all about this?
So I thought the address would be to announce, you know, to call the election. It turns out it was a small moment to remind us to register to vote.
Jesus.
Yeah. Here's another text. He said, while you're on the line, don't go. What was the purpose of that difficult to determine the context but sounded like a national address to tell the people to register to vote? Speech. Yeah, I think a lot of people are wondering what was the point of it.
That's what I'm thinking. What was the point? I mean, if you're not gonna announce the date of the election, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Just more posturing. Just posturing. Lovely poetics, but hollow for people who are paying attention.
Very hollow.
Hollow
Very
for hollow. People that are attempting to read at a critical level. See, I believe that it is the political class that maintains this low level of literacy and collective discourse. They maintain it because it's necessary for them.
But this needs to be addressed. After the next general election, this needs to be addressed, as opposed to this being in one person's hands.
You kind.
As opposed to everybody anticipating.
Mm-hmm.
This is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know how to travel.
I wouldn't leave it to the next election, because here's why. When Davis was the deputy leader of the PLP, he made a statement, right? It was a beautiful statement, where he said that my leader has committed to setting a fixed election date. He didn't say he was committed to it, right? In that moment, we could have assumed that because he said it, once he took the reins, it was an automatic thing.
Yes.
And so I wouldn't trust to wait till the next general election. This may be the election to sort it out now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all right. Thank you, Ms. Gray.
Absolutely, thank you. Well, let's go straight to that headline in today's Tribune. I had found it somewhere else, you know. I had found it somewhere else. Wrong headline. Read the tea leaves. PM hints at early May general election. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis urged Bahamians yesterday to register to vote before Easter, as observers expect him to call an early May general election. He said, quote, stay tuned, close quotes. When asked if the House of Assembly would be prorogued next week, representing the end of the current parliamentary session, quote, I'm transparent. Let me say it again. Quote, I'm transparent. And people are reading the tea leaves. And if you are reading the tea leaves, you should be able to deduct what is happening, close quotes, Mr. Davis told reporters. Stick a pin, let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to go back into those first couple of paragraphs. Good morning, caller.
Aaron,
yes.
Aaron, great minds think alike. The problem I have this morning with that press conference is I don't know what kind of tea leaves that is. Better than five-finger tea, strong bark tea, what kind of tea that is,
mm-hmm.
Aaron. And you're the perfect person to help me figure this out, Aaron, as well. And Aaron, you can't say it a little long announcement. That might have been a big announcement, Aaron. You can't, what's the word you use? There's a D word he just used that you read, man, and you can't bring it down to that by calling it a little announcement.
It could have been a big announcement.
So what in the world was he saying? What would get everybody attention 10 o'clock this morning for on a Friday morning? For what?
I believe with all of my heart, he just wanted for me to pay him some attention. He wanted me to be upset that he was interfering in my showtime so he could tell us nothing.
I said maybe he was. They had like a new program this morning. They was testing to see like if they could get our attention one time. So I believe at some point in time that they're gonna be able to call back and say, well, across the airways and wherever this morning we had this amount of listeners and the audience was this big, and so yes, Prime Minister, you got their attention.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a poll or something like that, Aaron. I don't know. I'm sure people across the country are trying to figure out what in the world you call a a national address just to tell us we got to register. We know we got to register. We trying to get rid of you.
We know we got to register because we already know. We don't know when the date is. Why you need to reinforce that?
No, what happened is he came to tell us what kind of tea leaves this morning, and we don't know if it's five finger strong.
We still don't know. I got you. We still don't know what type of tea it is.
So if you could, Aaron, before you leave or by Monday when you come back over the weekend, let us know what kind of tea this is, okay?
Okay, I will do. Let's go to the next caller quickly, and then I can start divining. That's what you just do with tea leaves, right? Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Man, Aaron, I wish the speech should have been the speech what he gave to inside inside the Shantytown. That would have been much longer, and it might have been more meaningful when he, you know, telling the Bayman people.
Which Shantytown? The ones out west, like Albany and Lyford Key, ones in the south?
He didn't give no speech to them Shantytowns.
You sure?
Wasn't recorded, but the ones
we can prove happened.
You know, but yeah. that was totally ridiculous because, it appears that he is making it sure that he loses this election because they keep playing with all the emotions and the minds of the Bayman people. It's only causing more frustration. For the PLP. Yep. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you. I think you're making some good points, right? And I think what I would take from it, although you were narrowing in, I am assuming, on a particular group of migrants, I think the same point could be made across the board about the difference in what the Prime Minister says to Bahamians and what he says to the wider global community, whether they are resident in the Bahamas or not. Okay, so I had started reading the text. I wanted texters to know I can continue reading it. I just wanted to start reading it while the caller was on the line. Producer, is this a new caller?
No, I'm gone.
Oh, okay. Cool. You don't have to, but you gone?
Okay, listen.
Okay. So I can read that text. It said, what was the purpose of that difficult to determine the context but sounded like a national address to tell people to register to vote? And was the timing of the Roots Reparation rerun coordinated with the speech? Hold on, y'all played Roots on ZNS last night? And I missed that? Yeah, did they play Roots for real? Somebody please text me or call me and tell me if they played Roots for real. Right? Wow. And then the text goes on to say, why are you telling us to read tea leaves? What sense that make, reading leaves? Just write it in English. We could read that and it's much simpler. Ah, there you go, texter. So here's my thing. Did he say read the tea leaves because he is going to liberalize cannabis entirely? So you could make your little weed tea brew at home? Is that what that was a signal of? See, because that has to be what it's a signal of. Because you can't be talking about reading the tea leaves in the middle of Lent. You can't be referencing religious systems that are non-Christian in the middle of Lent. Why would you do that? It's offensive. It's inappropriate. Right? Because we're a Christian nation, and you're going to rely heavily on that rhetoric and that trope throughout your campaigning. Fortunately for you, you kind of kept it short, right? It's offensive to tell big grown adults to read the tea leaves and try and figure out when the vote's going to happen. But it's even more offensive to talk about reading the tea leaves in the midst of Lent as we approach the most holy days. We move from Lent, and see, I can be honest, I'm a bad Anglican, but we move into Lent from Lent into the Holy Week. Right? The whole thing seems to have a grand disregard for the actual cultural and religious sentiments of Bahamians. Let's go to the phone line quickly and then text us. Yes, I'm going to get to your text. Good morning, caller.
And I have to charge this Prime Minister for my just recently urine infection because I was holding it to listen for something substantial, you know. But I realized that the gentleman is afraid and he just wants to see how we are going to respond. He's using the airwaves now to see if he's going to get any positive response, you see?
Mm.
And then that's going to help him decide, well, you know, boy, like right now, I think I'd better don't call this election now. Let's see if he's going to call it soon or not.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to pay for my manager's kid bills. Eh?
Here's what's worse. Could you imagine if they decided that the way to encourage or compel people to go to the registration and verification stations is to scare them that the election is 2 or 3 days away? You could imagine that? That's what you would do to people in the middle of Lent. Why would you force people to take time out of the most holy season in the Christian experience to go register to vote? Like, why would you prioritize politics over faith generally?
Right.
Oh, go on, you tell me.
Because, you see, we have a foundation of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ because of fear. We're afraid to go to hell. Instead of because of love, we would want to go to heaven. So he's using the whole Christian doctrine, that false stuff that was fed to the slaves, to keep you in fear.
Mm.
That's what it is. And he thinks he's God because he's the second coming.
And 73.1A of the Constitution.
See, there we go.
I could be honest with you.
Thanks, right.
Aaron. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Turn down your radio for me, please.
Yes, Aaron Green, please.
This is Aaron Green speaking.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, the Prime Minister, he's from Cal Allen.
So, mm-hmm.
You know, when he tell you to read the tea leaves, mm-hmm. what they used to. You ever heard about the two dancing coconut trees?
Mm-hmm.
All of that just happened down there in Cal Allen. So he is only telling you a piece of his Cal Allen culture. That's all.
Okay. I don't like that you ascribe it only to him. Because I think the culture is broader than just him, but I think he is taking advantage of a culture that exists and that he may be a part of peripherally or entirely or historically, right? But I think it's offensive, right? First of all, to do this in this season, right? But to imagine that you would evoke the imagery and sort of processes of a historic cultural practice of the people of this island, right? Even though you know there's still laws on the books that make it illegal to engage in some of that stuff. Like, the whole thing is just thoughtless and careless and reckless to me.
It's all about the vote, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's trying to appease to his culture.
I got you. All right.
Okay.
Y'all know that Obeah and Voodoon are different things, right? I just want to make sure we know that. Okay, like there are roots that are similar in roots in indigenous practice, roots in African experience, also roots in the melding of cultures in the New World, but they are different things. Okay, let's go to the text line. Aaron, that vote at the UN regarding slavery was not about climate change, so that's why the white countries didn't vote for it. You think that's it? It couldn't be that they may simply still be invested in the idea of white supremacy. That's it. Ain't nothing hard about that. Producer, let's prep the caller. Good morning, first of all. Brave could have let Latre send that out in a WhatsApp or on one of his social media pages where we are... We have the fortune of seeing a whole wide range of effluvia. Second of all, Brave is so transparent, he has told us who the initial five ghost investors in Island Grid, Bahama Grid is. Hey, oh, texter! Listen, I got to stick a pin because I go into the phone line, but we're coming back to that text. Because when I saw that word transparent, it's like, how audacious of you to use that word. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I don't think the Prime Minister meant anything by the tea leaves. I think it was just something that, just talking off the cuff. I mean, to be very serious, I think it's overreacting about that. That's point number one. Point number two,
mm-hmm.
I do, if anyone got any awareness, the whole idea right now is getting yourself prepared and getting yourself ready. And for me right now, it's just about, you know, I know it's going to happen within the next 3 weeks. So if you can trying to juggle and when the exact date is going to be, and if you find yourself in a position in the next 2 to 3 weeks where you ain't prepared, That's on you. It's as simple as that.
What job you have on the plantation, sir? What rank do you hold on the plantation?
It has to do with plantation.
That you are free to you are free to change your plans at any point in time. See, because me, if I were a mature adult, right, planning out and forecasting my life and my family's life, I would reasonably expect to be able to take a vacation in spring or the summer, because elections are not mandatorily due, are not mandated until September. So imagine me, a big grown adult, started a saving plan or started a down payment on a vacation 2 years ago because I'm sensible with my money. And now I'm at risk. See, I don't even know when to rebook it for.
Oh, okay. If I may interject, just a quick thing.
Yes.
If we were to go back and look at what just happened as far as what was declared,
mm-hmm.
And we understand the Constitution and we understand exactly what it means, we obviously would know that what has just happened is a very, very key indicator of it's not going to be the summer. We obviously know it's going to be shortly. Mm-hmm. And if you go back in the history of when this thing has happened previously, we know, and most people, most seasoned individuals in this country know, that we're probably looking at this taking place within the next 3 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give them probably 2 weeks to campaign.
You like living like that, sir? You like living like that? I'm just asking, do you like living like that? Do you feel...
I'm not in agreement with not having fixed dates, you know. What I'm just simply saying is, rather than us hear back and forth about it, the thing about it is we know that we need to be prepared, whether we're for or against the administration. All I'm just simply saying is, just we know that it ain't far off.
Yeah.
Get ready. That's the thing we need to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Rally up all of the crews.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, now we focused on why does this continually happen, even though there are people like me who are about to be 50, almost as old as the nation. Why is it still happening? Why is it that a man could get up and put on the same face he used? You see this beautiful picture in the Tribune and in the Guardian today with the Prime Minister touring Rumkey All Age School? How he could get up and put the same look on his face that he's used for the little children to look at us, to hold a whole press conference to tell us, I still ain't telling you when the election date is. I just want to know if y'all enjoy living like that. So let's go back to this text. Second of all, Brave is so transparent. I want to read it. It's just, he says, quote, I'm transparent. We could stop the whole story right there. See, because to the last caller, these are also opportunities for critical interrogation for voters and citizens. When we weigh all of these moments, all of these press statements, right, all of these opportunities to speak that the Prime Minister does not take advantage of by providing real and substantive information, if we put all of those together, then people can critically interrogate and make real assessments about the Prime Minister's capacity to lead, to govern, to manage, to discipline. All of these things are important to critique so as you can come to a sound conclusion about who you're going to vote for, how you will critique the actions of both the governing party and the opposition. All of these moments are important to assess and understand. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm going to tell you as a Bahamian. I don't think it's funny. It's as if this whole idea of giving us the election date seems to be a joke. And it's like what you were saying, people have plans, etc. And I believe as we move into the new season, we ought to have a fixed election date. This isn't funny. This is not funny, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Like the people are crying out for the country to evolve, to develop in a manner that does two things. It reflects the maturity of the citizens, but it also becomes like an infrastructure that people use to mature. Right? Why? But I can tell you why. I ain't got to ask the question. Why we can't have fixed election dates? Article 73.1a. Simple. Let's go to the text line. It says, yep, I'm reading the tea leaves, and I know that there will be not a $75 million surplus, so an election will be before the next budget. As I've been saying, since he announced that there will be that $75 million surplus, he's not endearing himself to those who didn't vote last time. Here's another text. Aaron, he did that for his people. Notice he is not on ZNS. It's not a national address. That's a signal to his people. They were on ZNS TV, I think. I don't know what happened. We had great difficulty finding them online. See, that's another thing. That's another thing. If it's a national address, it's the state's responsibility to ensure that as many media houses as possible pick it up and disseminate it across the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Let's go to the phone line. Don't worry, texters. I'm going to get to your text. Got lots of texts today. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Awesome, awesome, man. To the nation. I like how you pick the human people's brain. You keep them on their toes.
Thank you.
And everything, but, and you're doing a good job, by the way.
Thank you.
But I just want to say, you know, we complain and Prime Minister do not address the nation, and we complain when he does address the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is that Bahamians really want from a Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
And with respect to a fixed election date, is it really necessary that we have a fixed election date? Because all we're doing is making our people lazier and lazier all the time. Because if we know that election was September 7th, 5 years ago, we know that election can be called anywhere before or after. So why is it that we need to know the exact date so that we can prepare ourselves? Why not be prepared anyway?
Because it's not theirs. I want to answer that question right now. Because it's not theirs. It's not his. It does not belong to him. It's not his decision to make.
When we elect a prime minister to do our business in a nation.
No, that's not what we do. Hold on. That's not what we do. We do not elect a prime minister to do our business in a nation. That's not what we do. So I'm glad you started there, because
we elect
them to govern, to enforce laws, and to represent the needs and concerns of the people, right? Using Parliament and the legislature to create laws, to resolve issues, or to broaden sectors, or to protect environments. We do not hire them to do our business.
Okay, but I like the fact that you're saying that, and I think that Bahamians, everything you just said, Bahamians keep them on their toes for.
No, they don't.
Right?
But we okay with that.
There's absolutely nothing that a governing party or a governing body gets away with Bahamian people.
Pardon me? Pardon me, sir?
No, sir.
Listen, I don't want to argue with you in the Lenten season, right? But I could tell you, let me give you a perfect example. You want an example? Because this is the year of the 10th anniversary of the gender equality referendum. And March 6th marked the 10th anniversary of the vote in the House of Assembly. June 16th will mark the 10th anniversary of the referendum itself, right? The entire referendum, right? That's one. Second, the gambling referendum, where y'all allowed political operatives to convince you that legalize and regulate mean the same thing. That's another one, right? I could be honest with you, I could go on. We could talk about FTX. You want to talk about that? We could talk about FireFest. We could talk about that. I'm just talking about things in our modern recent history. We could talk about Alstom. We could talk about Alstom 2.0. Okay, Alstom, which is when the foreign people said, hey, we, this company that y'all bought generators from, they in the court, and they talking about the Bahamas.
Okay.
Hold on. So some untoward things went on. And you know what our government said? Well, until the charge is brought in the Bahamas, we don't know what y'all talking about. Okay? So you go on now.
Okay. So, Ms. Green, why is it that we pretend that when one government is in, certain things doesn't happen, and when the other is in, some certain things? We have the same
change the
argument.
We. Change,
same
no, no, stop.
Arguments from whatever government is in.
Change so, the we. So, change the we. Normally, you could get away with saying we, but you are actually having a conversation with somebody who's not a part of that we. So the we can't stand here. Why do some Bahamians, right? Why do some Bahamians think that one political party is different from the other? Because they have been overwhelmed by the political culture that has created a false dichotomy, a false choice. It's as simple as that.
So, Ms. Green, you're not going to vote? You doesn't vote?
I do vote. In fact,
vote.
I take every opportunity to engage in political participation. I different her.
So
I don't.
If you vote, Ms. Green, why should I take the we out of it?
Because I'm not sitting. I'm not sitting here under this false impression, and I am not under the illusion that you are trying to spread. Right, that you are trying to spread, that those who are opposed to your argument and the environment created by the Prime Minister by refusing to announce initiate the process of establishing a static date, right? Notice the difference? He ain't gonna tell us what the static date is gonna be. We are going to engage in a process collectively to determine what the static date is going, the fixed date is going to be, right? That's the first thing. It is not his, hold on. It's not his to decide. There are many of us who are not engaged in a back and forth tit for tat. But you know what happens to those people? They get kicked to the side. They are marginalized. The people who do not believe that the only time you could participate in the political process is either you vote for one of them or you join one of their parties. Political participation
is... Is it that I'm hearing that if we don't get a fixed date that the people should not prepare for an election?
Stop. No, you heard that in your own head. Come on, man. You heard that in your own head. And you're too old, sir, to be playing those little games. Nobody said anything of the sort. And you're not going to use me to throw that out there. Come on. We are mature people because you get to be 18 to vote. You've reached the age of maturity in the eyes of the law, right? We are not children. This is our country. It does not belong to the leader of the party that commands the most seats in Parliament. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
For the last 5 elections,
mm-hmm.
or for the last 25 years,
mm-hmm.
Would you notice we were having? You don't notice that we're having the same conversation?
Yeah.
The same conversation you're having this morning about a fixed election day?
Uh-huh. And your point?
Do you realize that we're having this for the last 25 years?
And your point?
No, I'm just saying. The opposition was in power. They didn't do nothing about it. They promised it. The PLP was in power before. They promised it. The FNM came back. They promised it.
Is this an ad for the COI? Is that an ad for the COI? Is that an indictment on 25 years of voters who have been so overwhelmed by the political culture that they did not discern that they were being used and played against each other for the benefit of the political class? Is that a COI endorsement, sir? So what if the FNM and the PLP play the same game with each other? That's the point. Good morning. Oh, boy, this is going to be a fight between the callers and the texters. Producer, you just signaled when we have to go to a break. Let's go to the first caller. Good morning, caller.
Blade.
Good morning. Hi, good morning. You're on the air with Aaron Green.
Good morning,
Aaron. Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, let me see if I can help them narrow down, but I think Gillette will be helpful.
Okay.
So we know Aaron's going to Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe Easter ends around the 7th or so of April.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's Baroque House around that kind of time. I had a 7th, he's coming to the Baroque House.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to give you a few weeks to what you call the election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the budget ain't been prepared yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the next government, whoever the next government is, will prepare that budget.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe you're going to give people time to do the budget. So anytime between the 5th, I said between the 5th and the 14th of May.
If y'all have election on my birthday, trust me, yeah, that will be the spark of my villain era arc. Here? Okay, good stuff.
Right.
Good stuff.
Let me also say this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's very important to have a fixed date.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe August is a good day. Let me tell you why I say August is a good month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of students are coming for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people plan vacations. Mm-hmm. Around the 3rd week in August, people now are prepared to go back to school.
Yeah.
So if you have election, the fixed date, let's say Thursday in August.
Okay.
Every 5 years.
All right.
Or, if necessary, before then. They always put you in the flexibility. You can say, but by. You can say anytime between June, but by August, right?
Let's okay.
See something goes wrong.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Now, the reason why I'm saying that is...
Hold on. I appreciate that. See, like a contingent, right? Because something could happen. I appreciate
right.
that. Okay.
Right. And so if you use August, I always say the 30th in August, because you don't want to do it too soon in the middle of the week because you kill the rest of the week. Wait, that
mm-hmm.
work is dead if you only do it early.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this election will be on a Tuesday. It's not going to be on a Tuesday because they got to go back to their history. I won't be surprised if it ain't the 5th or the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Because the majority rule came out on the 10th of January. And, you know, they'd be like 10. It was Finland's mm-hmm. favorite number. They like 10. And so I believe, I won't be surprised if any of the 5th or the 5th. If not, sometime in between the 5th and the 14th, I don't think you can go beyond that. If you
all
use
right.
the Thursday, it'll probably be a 14th. If you use it the Tuesday, it'll probably be at the 12th or the 5th or the 7th, something like that, okay?
Okay.
But people could plan the life better, man. And I think we'll have a higher voter turnout if we had a fixed election day.
Because
if I plan my vacation, I can't get a reimbursement for my cruise or my airline or the rest of that. But I won't stay on the boat. But two things could happen. When you call it the 30th in August, if people have to go back to school before then, or people have vacation plan, we need to expand the advance poll.
Yeah.
To allow people who could have proof that they can be out of the country
mm-hmm.
to also be a part of the advance poll.
Yeah.
So you can vote in the advance poll the week before the election if you have to travel, or if your children have to go back to school.
Yeah.
And then you have the election day. So you will fix your vacation. You have 5 days now to make adjustments to your vacations. If the next government would set that date early, within the second year, at least by the second year of their term in office.
I appreciate it.
Give people an opportunity to now plan their vacation, plan their life, and be able to be a part of the voting process.
Yep.
In addition to that, it causes the governor feet to be holes to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you only get until the 3rd, Thursday in August or so,
mm-hmm.
before you have elections. So you then cause yourself to be more proactive in getting your way. And your agenda completed.
Yes, sir.
And if the baby people are satisfied, you're really trying to complete your agenda and it's a good agenda, then they might give you a second term.
Yes, sir.
But you have to do something to convince people. You can't wait for the last minute and start to do a bunch of stuff and take as opposed to convince people or maybe put them back. Because this stuff and cancel if you think they come up. But that's nonsense. I'm glad the leader of opposition fixed that and said, listen, we ain't doing that. What the best is the Bahamas will remain.
So I could ask
and
you.
That is very important.
Listen, I really appreciate your contribution, but them other callers have me fired right up. I could ask you a question. You don't have to answer it. Okay?
Go ahead.
In fact, your phone could magically disconnect because it has happened sometimes.
Go ahead.
You've been to the embassy event?
The embassy? No, non-white. I was non-white at that. The embassy event? No, ma'am.
Okay. Just checking.
No.
Okay.
I was into that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, good. All right. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Caller, thank you for your patience. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine. As I'm walking around in the communities and I see all the homeless people,
mm-hmm.
my question is, are they included in the right to vote? Is anybody making sure that the homeless people vote, that they have a say that they can represent themselves in some way, that homelessness is something that the government should not allow, should be taking care of them.
Ms. Hamilton, I raised this question, this query, a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if, could you turn your radio down for me? I'm not sure if we would be able to get someone from the Parliamentary Registration Department on air right now, because you know they in go mode, right? They're all hands on deck. They're very, very busy. But I raised that point, right? That there's nothing in the Constitution that says that I have to have a fixed address to be able to vote. Like, my right to vote is not contingent on me having a fixed address. And I find it problematic that we have not even considered the lived experiences and the dynamics of people who live in an archipelago, that in a country with an archipelagic exterior, right? And what it means to be an islander in a place like that. So you could live in two districts, two constituencies. You could invest in two districts, two constituencies, right? But where you vote depends on where you spend the most time. I just said the nature of the island should have already prompted a conversation like that. But I'm going to continue.
They do have their spaces where you will always find them.
Yep.
Okay, they may not be in a building, but they're sleeping in the same place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I see, but there's all kinds of things that I'm sure the state would not like to have, because then they would have to speak to obligations, right? Because then you're going to have to assess whether the person is mentally competent. We need to have a conversation about what the competence standard is, whether you're required to be competent to vote, right? All kinds of things. Producer, let's prep that caller. I got a text just now that said the PM's statement was on ZNS TV and radio. Good morning, caller.
Miss Green, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Can you hear me, Papa? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you doing? Sorry about that. My eyes was on a text.
Okay, you say you leave your phone home. Oh, yeah, you mean
the text line, yeah.
Yeah, and good morning to your listeners, Papa. I agree with most of the things you've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear my prime minister, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know I could be wrong. I wonder if he pump faking. He talk about transparency. And there's so much questions and so much other things different from him coming telling people to go get registered, what need to be answered. He have enough time to answer, and he's not answering it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they say we shouldn't go by feelings, go by data, go by facts.
What data?
I have a strong feeling like my PLP government, my prime minister, is going to get voted out. When I listen to these Bahamian people and hear what they're going through and how they feel,
mm-hmm.
and Brave Davis not answering the phone,
mm-hmm.
he's not answering. He's talking about transparency, talking about answering the people. You need to answer your phone, prime minister. Then mm-hmm. you would have an idea. I don't know if he see the same headwinds with former prime minister was talking about why he call, seems like he's going to call election before the time, the limit would he have, like six mm-hmm. months earlier, he might see some headwinds, or he can get the same thing, what happened to Dr. Minnis, and it seems like it's going to be worse. Ms. Green, can we count on you guys in Fox Hill to send Fred Mitchell home? I mean, he was voted out before.
I ain't in Fox Hill. Huh? I in St. Anne's.
You in St. Anne's?
Yeah, but...
but I hear the people, what are you hearing the people in Fox Hill saying?
I hear the people in Fox Hill saying they rolling with Fred, man.
Yeah.
The people are saying that, look, okay, if I could paraphrase wildly, right?
Yeah.
I imagine they saying, yeah, the boy got some attitude, you know. But
yes.
on the ground, this boy's solid. His teams are solid. People are satisfied that the effort is being made, right? And leeway is being made. They're chipping away at things in the community.
I think he was ever solid, might be solider now, right?
Yeah.
But in spite of him being solid in the past, he was voted out before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was voted out before. I think Miss Cynthia Higgs, I could be wrong. Miss Johnny Ann Dorsett. I think they sent him on before.
Was it the
Johnny
athlete?
Johnny Ann Dorsett?
No, the athlete, the young lady.
That's three. So Cynthia Higgs, oh no, Cynthia Higgs didn't win it. No, she didn't win it that time.
Chanel? Is it Chanel or Chanel?
Yeah, Chanel, my girl.
I think so. Yeah. No, he's been beaten before. The question is, was it a wave, right? Like, oh, no, we just sending everybody home. Sorry, Fred. We can see you in 5 years. Or was it a deliberate decision, like, we don't like this boy right now, we need to get rid of him? I think it was more of a wave.
Yeah. And I think this time we can find out for sure. If we was guessing and we wasn't sure what it was for,
mm-hmm.
this time, because this was to be the best he have ever been as a member of parliament in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And this Fox man, the Dr. Fox man, I think he can give him a run for his money. And it sounds like the people, them, they enjoy Mr. Fox, Dr. Fox also.
Well, that's when Bahamians benefit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bahamians benefit when the contenders compete because they're forced to show the constituents what they could do.
Yes.
So now, if I vote you in and I come to you and you tell me, oh, I can't do that, then you could say you could do it to win votes. But you can't do it to govern?
I think the question is today is that if they believe all us are stupid and behemoths, you want 5 more years of this? This is what you want, 5 more years of this?
And I think a nuanced critique is this, right? That there have been successes. There's been movement forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
But their retelling of the story does not align with what's on paper and people's lived experience. Stop telling me that you scored an A when everybody know you scored a C-.
It's like they don't respect us. It's like hearing the Prime Minister the other day talk, but if you say something, if you ask questions about this deal with the power company in Freeport, it's like you was a hater.
Well, call me a hater, buddy.
No, he need to apologize. He can't be disrespecting us like that. We're intelligent people.
I kind of agree with you. Listen, I got another call on the line. I'm going to try squeezing. But, Papa, thank you very much for your contribution. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds. How are you? Good morning, caller. You still there? I saw you were there. I sorry we miss you, caller. Okay, let's get to the text line. I got to read this one. Aaron, you are unfair to the caller. You, the media, inter alia, are to extrapolate and disseminate the information to the electorate. You are not being honest. Texter, there's a difference between a reporter, a journalist, and a talk show host. Forgive me, every day I audition in for community announcements. I wish Guardian would do one so I could get the job here. But that does not mean that I am a reporter or a journalist. I am a talk show host. That also reminds us that we're going to stick as close to journalistic principles as possible, but I'm not a journalist. Why are you holding me to those standards? What I am required to do is tell you when I do have a bias. That's it. That's it. And I think I wear my biases on my shoulder, on my sleeve, very, very transparently. Is this, I'm still waiting for the relevance of the national interest has run out of ideas. Sir, please stop playing on the emotions of the Bahamian people. You're only making us vex. That's a text. There's another text. Why Julian and Antoine ain't calling? Because Julian did call. And I appreciated his contribution. I thought it was a fair interrogation. Texas, I don't know how to address that text. I think you know who you are. Good morning, Lady Green. Judgment Day hath now come for the government of the Bahamas. The people will speak clearly on Election Day. The heart and new vision of the people will create a new government for the kingdom for the Bahamas. We are a special people unto Jehovah God Almighty, who reigns forevermore and forevermore. Selah. Amen. 2026. I know that's from the mayor of Grand Bahama. It'll be good day. Transparent like Guinness bottle. No, transparent. See, because I could see right through you. It's just so apropos. All right, here we go, another text. Great show as usual, Miss Green. From a Foxillian to a Foxillian, when sends you his vote, boy? I tell you, I do vote. I do vote. I just don't vote for them. Don't let them tell you how you must participate in politics and governance. That's for you to decide. It's for you to decide. The political parties don't own this country, no matter what Article 73-1A of your Constitution says. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. That caller yucking up my vexation trying to convince you and the Bahamian people that all is well and we don't need a fixed election date. He is a slave without a brain who is happy to be a slave and looking for company in his foolery. Listen, that's a sweet place to be. Let's be easy with each other, right? It's a very deep and complex conversation. Many of us have been overwhelmed, inundated, and, you know, bamboozled by the prevailing political culture. All right, to the other text. Okay, sorry, Aaron, is these Bahamians for real? No need for fixed election. No wonder some of you Bahamians are still on the plantation and can't see the truth. Aaron, I just got a message via the Levine community channel, and according to the Chikchanis, they look at the tamarind leaves and did not see what the prime minister was talking about. All right, to the texters, I didn't get, when the PM says that he is transparent, does he mean he is clearly lying? No, he means you can see right through him. Anyway, listen, guys, we're still in the Lenten season. We're about to enter into the Holy Week. Let's hold space for each other. And after we row, hug each other and walk away as brothers and sisters in Christ or in faith or in love or in community, all in divinity. You guys have a great day. Cecil Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Chivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapatilla State for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.